104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:04, up to 43 today. Chance of drizzle. And 36 tonight, 53 tomorrow for Election Day. A little windy. It's 34 right now. What's this tweet? What do we have, Mel?
I got a tweet from the T-Storm Chasers. I-29 and I-229 northbound. There's a brown dog running free. Use caution in that area.
So you don't hit the puppy.
Yeah, you don't hit the puppy.
Don't hit the puppy.
Yeah. Animal control is on its way.
Although a dog running around, that could happen anywhere.
Well, it could, but
cows is more of a South Dakota thing.
Yeah, but that's pretty... pretty unsafe area for a dog to be running around.
Yeah, a little. Well, actually, no. Of all the interstate intersections, it's probably the best one. Because you've got an area big enough for the infield of a NASCAR track there.
That's true.
You know?
If that's where he is.
They could make that. I mean, you could fit all of Spencer Dog Park three times inside that loop.
If that's where he is.
If that's where he is.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
He's probably running near the road.
Some expensive real estate eaten up by the biggest loop in the history of the interstate.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if there is a bigger loop anywhere in the country than that one.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is.
It's a mile long.
Well, I know that it's a mile long, but I'm sure that there is.
There are NASCAR tracks smaller than that. I know. I did a A-B comparison on Google Maps. You can even see the images at hot1047.com.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, anyway. So this guy that texted us on Friday about his girl being kind of, hey, I want presents from
buy
you.
Buy me stuff.
And he really wishes that she would just appreciate him. And so could be a gold digger situation. We did get an email from one guy who was suggesting, is he dating out of his league?
Oh.
You know, sometimes if you are dating someone who you might feel is out of your league, maybe you try too hard and don't bring up the negatives, you know, like what's bothering you.
Right.
If you're afraid of them leaving you. But if this is the case and it's just all about the presence, I think that would become a very... viable response to this situation.
I think she just needs to go.
That very well could be. Allison's on the phone. How are you, Allison?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So what do you think about this guy and the gal who has to have stuff bought for her all the time?
I think she's being ridiculous. If you want something, just go buy it yourself.
Right?
Yeah. I think we talked to Allison already. Drink. I know. That's my bad. I played the wrong one. How about Shelly? How are you, Shelly?
I'm great.
So,
well, I kind of agree with Mel as far as how long you've dated and that type of thing should come into play. But I also think you can do just simple little things. You don't have to go buy a dozen roses. One rose, put it on her windshield, and she at least expects it. Write her a note.
Yeah.
You know, send her a card. I mean, there's lots of little things you can do that really don't cost a lot. And like the other lady said, you know, come over and say, yeah, I got it. Hopefully a new release movie, unlike my husband when we dated, you know, and just got a movie or I'm going to, you know, let's make pizza together or something. It's all about spending time and the little things you do. It's not always the big thing.
Yeah. And I having to buy something all the time, like even coming back from a trip and not having bought something, I still find that ridiculous.
Right. And my thought is, does she buy him something?
That's the other end of the story. I mean, if she's equally buying things for him,
yeah,
then
the two-way street.
Yeah, then I understand that, but I have a feeling she's not.
Yeah, and I, you know what? Even if you are buying each other back and forth,
what's the point? What's the point?
You know, yeah,
save your money, do something else.
Yeah, go on vacation and quit buying little stuff all the time. Thank you so much for the call, Shelly.
Bye.
Bye. We got a call a little while ago, and I also just got a text about it. That says our signal sucks today. Yeah, apparently it does. Don't know why.
We don't know.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But I will throw out there, alternative is Radio Pup on your smartphone. We'll help alleviate that. But
or hot1047.com.
Or the website, yeah. If you're sitting at work and it's not coming in on the radio, sorry. We'll get it fixed as soon as possible. Although this is the first I've heard about it, so.
Hopefully our engineers are already on it.
Yeah. I got a tweet this morning that says, I remember Andy talking about The Walking Dead one morning on Hot 104.7, and I was like, whatever. but now I am freaking addicted to it. I'm telling you, people, it's the best show on TV.
One of.
Right now, it's the best show on TV.
One of.
What's better?
Glee.
Of course it is.
Duh.
Why? I didn't even see that one coming. How could I not see you dropping Glee there?
I don't know. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I
have got your D game going on right now?
I guess so. No, it's not that bad. C game.
Okay.
At least C game. At least. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:21, up to 43 today. Maybe, Drizzle. Maybe. Well, the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I try to avoid things that make me fat, like scales, mirrors, and photographs.
Zhang Feng of China filed a lawsuit against his ex-wife.
Okay.
Because of the baby. What do you suppose he could have sued her for over the baby?
I don't know. It wasn't a boy or it wasn't a girl or something?
Oh, no, it's worse than that.
What?
Because it did not meet his standards of beauty.
Are you kidding me?
This guy described his daughter as, quote, incredibly ugly the first time he saw her. He was so disgusted by the child's appearance that it horrified him on a constant basis. He initially believed that he wasn't the child's father, but a DNA test showed that the baby did come from him and his ex-wife.
He's half responsible.
Yeah.
It's his DNA.
He dug a little deeper into his wife's history, found out she'd had over $100,000 worth of plastic surgery done in South Korea before they met. So he divorced her and then took her to court on the grounds that he tricked her into marriage under false pretenses based on her manufactured looks. So if he'd have known how, I'm going to say this bluntly, but if he'd have known how ugly she was before the plastic surgery, he wouldn't have married her, is what he's trying to say.
Which makes him a jerk face.
Yeah. The crazy part is that he won the lawsuit.
No way!
A judge awarded him $120,000 in damages, citing that the marriage took place under false premises. The wife never told the husband about the plastic surgery, so the judge ruled in the father's favor. Yeah.
Should she have to?
I don't know. I would think you would, but...
I think you would, but I mean, should she have to, really?
And... This story is up at hot1047.com. You can go look at a picture of the baby. The baby is not that. I mean, let's be honest. There are some ugly babies out there.
There are some, yes.
They happen.
It happens.
Sorry. But this baby is not that ugly. It's a fairly cute baby. It's on the front page at hot1047.com.
What I don't get is that how the judge could judge that way, make the ruling that way, considering he helped make the baby.
It could be his fault.
Yeah. Got his DNA. You know, it's like a 50-50 thing, so I don't know how he could possibly...
But what if that was half the amount that he was asking for? Would that...
Maybe.
would it be okay then?
I don't know. I don't think that the judge should have ruled that way.
But it's China, so...
Weirdos.
And we're going to be speaking their language in about 25 years.
We are not.
There was some political ad that was... I don't even remember what site it was for, but it was it looked like it was a futuristic college lecture in China, and it was talking about how, oh, Americans abandoned all their ideals and took on all this enormous debt, and we owned all the debt, which is why they now all work for us. And ha ha ha, everybody laughs. Like, there it is. We're going to all be speaking Chinese in 25 years. Did you see, during the football games yesterday, you watched it.
I did.
Did you see the preview for Red Dawn?
Yes.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, and the other thing that I noticed is...
It's going to be cheesy as the first one, but no, still.
But the lead guy's blue eyes are beautiful.
Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Now, is that Liam Hemsworth's brother?
I don't know. I don't know if they're related. I'll have to look it up.
Because isn't that Miley's guy?
Yeah.
Liam Hemsworth?
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. Oh, I know, and I don't know if those are really his color blue eyes, but they were just... drew me in. I would watch the movie just to see his blue eyes.
Maybe it's one of those little programs you can get to make one color. No, make one color stand out in a black and white photo.
Maybe.
Maybe they did that to his eyes.
Or maybe they actually just put bluer contacts in. They could have done that. I don't know. All I know is that those eyes drew me in. I was like, hello.
Have you ever seen handsome. Colored contacts that just don't work?
Yeah. Yeah. There's been a few people where you're like, you know that nobody's going to believe those are your real eye color, right?
I mean, there have been times where I've seen people wearing them and it totally works.
Right.
But there's been other times where I've seen somebody whose eyes are such a dark brown, like there's just no buying it.
It's you have to make them a little bit believable when you get color contacts.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit believable.
I just want to get black ones.
Black ones.
So I just have this giant black retina in my eye. That'd be sweet.
You're not brown? Because you're so full of crap?
Oh, if only I had a rim shot button. Boom, ching. Wow. Yes, they are brothers. Stacy just texted us.
Oh, thank you, Stacy.
Thanks, Stace. Yeah. He was also Thor. I knew his.
Yes,
he was in another movie.
Yeah, he was Thor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. So from the expert on the dirt is next, who didn't know that they were brothers.
I wasn't sure.
You should have known that.
I should have.
Yeah. Drink.
That is not a drink! That is not! I put meat in it! Yeah, I do.
826, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 840, up to 43 today. It's 34 now. So as it turns out, if you freak out every time you see a woman flirt with your boyfriend, congratulations, your relationship is in a good place.
Okay.
Or even if you're suspicious of, you know, if you're a guy and you're suspicious of your girlfriend's male friends, congratulations, your relationship is in a good place. Hmm. According to a new survey, 72% of women and 65% of men say they love it when their significant other shows some sign of jealousy. The main reason? It's interpreted as caring. So if your significant other isn't jealous once in a while, might be a sign they don't care.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, as long as it's not overboard.
The survey also found 67% of both men and women admit they get jealous in their relationship.
As long as it doesn't go overboard, where it's like, oh my gosh, you're being crazy. Just because I talk to so-and-so person doesn't mean that I'm sleeping with them.
And at what point, by the time you're married, though, that should be pretty much gone.
Should be.
And by, like, my wife and I have been married for 5+ years. It's completely gone. Like, hottest dude in the world could come up and flirt with her, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not worried. And it's not that I don't care, it's that I'm not worried.
Okay.
There's a difference.
All right.
Now, if you're dating, there's a little reason to worry.
Right. Now it's committed.
Exactly.
Right.
You know. Okay. And after 5 years of marriage, you know where you stand in
the
relationship.
I would hope so. But that doesn't always happen, though, either.
Not necessarily, but I'm not going to be jealous.
Lots of divorces happen after 5 years.
The only reason I would be jealous is if it was Dale Jr. or Usher flirting with my wife. Then I would be worried. Then I would get jealous.
Yeah.
Plus, I know I can take both of them. Usher's like 5'6".
Yeah, he's pretty short.
I wipe him out in one swing.
Yeah.
Dale Jr., he's probably a little scrappier.
He's probably been in a fight or two.
He's taller, too. I think he's 6 foot.
He's probably been in a fight or two.
Probably.
Yeah. Might be more of an even matchup there.
And I'm sure Usher's been in a fight or two as well, but I could use Usher as a stick to beat Dale Jr. with.
Right,
so.
You could. Just don't hit Usher in the face. He's too pretty.
Well, that I was going to hit Dale Jr. in the face with Usher's face.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I would do.
Mm-mm. Usher's too pretty. Don't do that.
Usher's too pretty.
He is.
Usher's too pretty.
Are you jealous?
I just said I wasn't jealous.
You are acting like a jealous guy. Are you jealous of Usher? You can admit it.
I'm not jealous of... Well, yes, I am. I would love his talent and money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess you could
and
say I'm
looks.
Jealous
and
of money
looks.
And his money. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It's 8:51. It's good enough.
No, it's not good enough.
Yes, it is.
I disagree.
There is conditioner in
but
it.
Not
it's
enough.
Just fine.
It's not enough that's going to really make it soft.
Well, I'm doing No Shave November, and my face is getting itchy now under my jaw.
And three in one is, you said body
wash, shampoo, and conditioner.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
There's conditioner
in it. It's so lazy using a 3-in-1 anyway.
Why is that lazy? It takes the same amount of time.
You need additional conditioner.
I wash my hair. I wash my body. I would do the exact same thing with two separate bottles. It doesn't.
Three bottles?
No, I would never do shampoo and conditioner. It would be shampoo/conditioner, 2-in-1.
Mm-hmm. You need a separate conditioner to really get it soft there.
Okay. I'll use the solo conditioner and we'll see if it helps any.
I think
okay?
it will. I think it will.
I don't think it will.
I'd follow up by using some lotion or a moisturizer.
No.
That's what I would do.
And then afterwards, I'll go to the store and buy some Tampax while I'm at it. Sheesh. Anyway.
Just trying to help.
We've got a bed for it now.
Yeah.
The drunk tweets of the weekend. Okay. Every Saturday night before I go to bed, I will check Twitter for drunk tweets. I just search drunk locally on my Tweetcaster app, and then I save them.
Okay.
For use on Monday morning. Here we go. Discussing childbirth while drunk is a very bad idea. Gross. That was from Miss Annie Lynn. from @Kells_Jane. Deciding whether to wear heels or flats all comes down to how drunk you plan on getting. #flats it is.
So true.
From @BrettGeesey. Blimp guy for the Stampede must be drunk tonight. He keeps running into the glass, potentially on purpose. I always get a kick out of the blimp thing at the arena.
Yeah.
And I always wonder, what would happen if they were like over the court and then it like popped a hole or something.
I heard the other day that it did crash.
Oh, really? The blimp has crashed before at the arena?
Wow. I heard that happened. I wish I would have been there.
In Skinner 1, getting drunk tonight, even though we have a baptism tomorrow.
Oh, snap.
#daylightsavingstime.
Well, yeah, next hour. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was the best. That's the best daylight savings time is the one in the fall.
Yeah.
And my favorite one of the weekend. @KEGolder23. I'm way too drunk to taste this chicken.
Weirdo. That's really drunk if you cannot taste chicken.
It is pretty schnockered.
Yeah.
You can't taste chicken. Music coming up here in just a few. We will get to Kesha's latest. Also, Owl City, some old school Frey. It's next. Hang on. It's the quality.
Hot 104.7. .com.